T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Daryl Ryder, Browns beat reporter. Daryl, how are you?
I'm good, Bull. How are you?
Good, man. You know, we just we played a clip a little bit ago of Bill Belichick saying, like, kind of making fun of analytics, even though you know he uses analytics. He's way.
Oh, of course he does.
Of course he does. And Warren Sharp from SharpFootball.com quoted the usual suspects when he said the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist. Which is exactly what Belichick's like, analytics, zero, right. He was using probably his own version of analytics before anybody else knew what the hell they were.
He was using them here in Berea with the Browns.
There you go.
Before the team moved to Baltimore, absolutely he was.
He's just not going to ever admit something like that.
Oh, of course not. He is the least transparent coach in the history of coaching.
Yeah, and the best. Most importantly. Let's get to this week's matchup. You look at the Ravens. And the Browns, well, first of all, in terms of the injuries, it looks like to me that the Browns are likely to only get Demarius Randle back in the secondary. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, Morgan Burnett didn't practice all week. Neither did the two starting cornerbacks, Denzel Ward and Greedy Williams. I think that Freddie Kitchens, and he alluded to it today, I think he's holding out hope that, you know, Sunday morning will come, those guys will wake up, and all of a sudden they'll feel pretty great. But both Ward and Williams have hamstring injuries, so I would not count on having either one of those guys against the Ravens Sunday.
Now, what about Chris Hubbard? I know he got a little practice in, right?
Yeah, he practiced a little yesterday, practiced some more today. Kitchen said that he was feeling better. He's feeling good, obviously. They got a walkthrough tomorrow morning. They'll see how he's feeling for that. I think that there's a real good shot we see him Sunday, to be honest with you, Bull.
You think it's a good shot?
Yeah, I do.
All right, that's promising. I mean, I don't know, you know, that he's not really that good, but he's better than the next guy. So everybody seems to like how he played. All right, in terms of dealing with Lamar Jackson, are you confident that the Browns will have the right game plan? Steve Wilks has done a good job so far, but this is a different challenge.
Yeah, and I don't know what the game plan would be for Lamar Jackson because he's so shifty, he's so quick. He's able, once he sucks you in on a run, he's able to hit you over the top with his arm. He is a unique player. A lot of guys this week in the locker room, Bull, referred to him as the next Michael Vick, that he is our generation's Michael Vick. That was the name that was associated with him. I think he's a little bigger than Mike, a little stronger, but the comparison, I think, is 100% fair. And spot on. He's just extremely difficult to contain and defend. I think it's, you know, you just got to keep him in the pocket. You know, keep him between those tackles. Because once he gets outside the tackles, although Myles Garrett said today that they can't let him squirt up the middle because that's where he's also dangerous with his feet. So it is a unique situation for Steve Wilks in this defense. They had a couple of guys, including Odell Beckham Jr., simulating Lamar Jackson in practice during the week. I don't know how you prepare for that guy when you don't have that guy on your team, if that makes any sense. It's tough to prepare for something that you don't have the ability on a broad scale to be able to show your defense, with an offensive scout team. Not only does Lamar present you a problem on game day, but he presents you a problem in preparation leading up to playing him because he's so, so unique.
And they have a very good offensive line. And what's interesting, you know, last year I thought they did a good job at the end of the year containing him. And we'll see. Listen, Lamar Jackson played great in the first two games. I watched the game against the Chiefs. I didn't think he played particularly well in this game, especially in the first half. He played better when they were down big, but, you know, they were coming back. So I'm not saying he's definitely a sure thing, certainly not. But they didn't have Mark Ingram last year.
Right.
They didn't have this Mark Andrews last year. They didn't have Marquise Brown last year. So they have a lot more weapons, quality weapons, surrounding Lamar Jackson this year.
Yeah, and remember, the Ravens ran for 296 yards against the Browns season finale. Lamar Jackson had 90.
Yeah, right. He didn't throw much in that game, but right.
Right. And it kind of felt like a quiet 90 yards, but he had 90 yards rushing in that game. 296 overall. Miles Garrett said this afternoon that that's not going to happen again. We're too prideful to allow something like
that. Yeah,
that
was amazing. But I
think that this game's going to be decided on the ground, Bull, because the Browns' run defense is vastly improved. I think they're ranked third overall, just over 60 yards per game, while the Ravens roll into this thing as not only the highest scoring team in the NFL, although they got to throw an asterisk on that considering they had Miami and Arizona in their first 2 weeks, and they did the bulk of their damage against the Dolphins. But nevertheless, they're still the top scoring team in the NFL at nearly 37 points per game. They lead the NFL in offensive yardage per game, and they're the leading running team in the National Football League right now. So I think, you know, it's going to come down to the Ravens' combined rushing attack with Ingram and Jackson and company versus an improved Browns defensive run stoppage unit. I think that that's ultimately where this game is going to get decided for the Browns.
Darryl, final thing. Apparently, Baker put an Instagram post out. Said, "Did you see this?"
Yeah, the picture of him.
Picture him in Oklahoma. And it says just some undersized walk on. Keep that same energy. And some random dude responded and said, "Win football games. That speaks louder than these AB-ish style posts." And he responded, "You're right. Let me call out my teammates and throw a fit about my helmet, then go freeze my feet off." What do you think of that?
That's outstanding. That's outstanding. You know, Baker thrives when he's picking fights, and I don't mean that as a negative. Like, that's the fact that Rex – I think the criticism this week, Bull, was the best thing to happen for Baker Mayfield because he thrives in that environment where everyone's saying he stinks. I said going into the season, one of the questions was, how do you perform when everyone's patting you on the back, telling you how great you are? Versus, you know, we know how he performs when everyone says he stinks. You know, Rex Ryan calling him overrated as hell. All, you know, Colin Cowherd. And as I wrote this morning, all the critics right now are doing victory laps, not only around Baker Mayfield, but this Browns team, because they have been underwhelming here in these first three games of the season. That being said, Baltimore, if they have a weakness, it's their secondary. You can throw the football against them. And I look for Baker Mayfield to just absolutely go off on that secondary. I really do. I have a good feeling just watching him at practice this week in the time, and especially today. There just seemed to be some looseness, some energy. He seemed to be having a little bit of fun out on the field. And that's who Baker Mayfield is. He is a fun, energetic type of guy. And he works best, as I said, when everyone, you know, says he can't do something or he's not any good. And he got plenty of that this week.
What's your prediction, Darryl?
I am saying the Browns win. I'm taking the Browns 31-24. I don't know why. My mind tells me to take the Ravens at home, but my gut's telling me go with the Brownies. So that's what I'm going
to
do.
All right, man. Good job out of you. We'll talk to you next week. We'll see you Monday.
All right, sounds good. Enjoy the weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.